And it's not just about sharing or reusing code, but it's really about capitalizing on the opportunity that everyone is making the same stuff at the same time. If we can insert the extra effort that's required to help agencies coordinate, there's a really potentially huge payoff, both in terms of cost savings and in higher quality technology.
So how do you envision this working?
So the Civic Commons is going to address two basic use cases. First is on the demand side. So people in government, mostly, who are interested in using technology that's been produced elsewhere. So for them, it's about how do you find the best tools? What are other agencies using? What's most effective? And to be clear, this could be a combination of both open source and proprietary tools. And once you've found tools that you think are going to work for you, how do you procure them? And that's really more of a complicated issue with open source than with proprietary tools. And then on the supply side, the use case is, okay, you're a government that's invested in some sort of technology, web platform, licensing software, you name it. You've invested in this. How do you share that investment in terms of how you license it, how you package the software? What's the extra effort required to really make that public? This sort of normal way that goes is that you build a tool or you have a contractor build a tool. You get it working for your needs, and then your budget ends for that. So how can we set up a system where the sort of payoff for sharing that investment in technology is clear, and then how can we smooth the way for governments to participate in the sharing of their technology investments?
Are there examples of where this has at least this has worked in some way?
Yeah, certainly. So one project that we've been working on Open Plans for the past year with Washington, D.C. and San Francisco and a number of other cities is the collaborative development of an API, an open standard API for 3-1-1 services called Open 3-1-1.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a project where that...
And just for the non-techie people that are maybe listening, APIs, essentially it's just a standard that allows you to share information.
Yeah, a standard data format, a standard way of accessing information, using software.
Right.
And in this case, 3-1-1 is non-emergency reporting, and many cities operate 3-1-1 systems. We noticed that there was a lot of similar effort happening in a number of different cities. So we said, let's see if we can try and coordinate and get the cities to work together, not just to share their investment in the underlying technology, but to work towards a common standard for that technology so that as other technology developers and whether they're independent or contractors or whatever start building on that, there's a common format. And that's part of building this government platform that really is a generative place where technology can be built on top of the piece that government is building. So that's an example where coordination among cities has resulted in saved investment in terms of money and new technology developed, and the ability for other developers to plug into that and build software in multiple cities.
And essentially, sort of creating this platform that people can then build on. So all of a sudden, everyone knows it's a little bit like the iTunes music store or the App Store. Everyone knew what the general requirements were, and so then people were able to just go and build these wonderful things. If you do a similar thing with, say, 3-1-1, then people can build apps that and agencies could almost just plug and play with those.
Yeah, and imagine if all of government worked like the iPhone.
Yeah.
3-1-1 is one piece, and you take any government service.
So tempted to make an antenna joke, but I won't.
Yeah, there could be. So you could imagine that kind of platform developing. And from our perspective in Civic Commons, what we want to do is help identify the emerging standards that can be worked on, but also help cities share the software that it takes to build those pieces. So it's not just about creating a set of city APIs, although that's an important part of it. Governments are building all types of software. Another example is that the New York State Senate recently developed a website and an API for called Open Legislation, which lets you access all the legislation that's running through the New York State Senate. They're now moving all development of that software into public collaborative development channels, in this case on GitHub, so that that software can be not only downloaded and reused somewhere else, but other people can participate in the development of that software. So really what we want to do with Civic Commons is really two things in parallel. The first is we want to identify promising civic software projects that can be leveraged across agencies. A big notion of open source and of collaboration in general is that you want to build on things that are already good. So we're looking for tools that are that have proven deployments, that are clearly working somewhere, and identify those so that we as an organization can help apply the extra effort that it will take to make them stronger and then help other agencies make use of them. So that's one piece. We really want to, we're on the lookout for promising civic software. And then the second piece, which goes hand in hand, is that we'll be building up a set of resources, and these are mostly legal and policy and process resources that help government get better at sharing technology, both on the giving and on the receiving end. There are sort of a lot of legal, complex legal challenges in terms of licensing and procurement and so on. And what we can do as an independent organization is learn from the best practices of all the government agencies, sort of aggregate those in one place, and help build a really useful knowledge resource that can help make this possible.
Hmm. One of the things that I love about this is a local guy here in D.C., the CTO of D.C., actually helped at least foster these ideas.
Yeah, so that's an important part of this. Civic Commons is a collaboration among a number of organizations. I represent an organization called Open Plans. We're a nonprofit civic technology organization producing open source code for governments. Our next partner is Code for America, and they're a new nonprofit that is going to be building innovative Web 2.0 technologies for cities using a Teach for America fellowship model.
Mm-hmm.
And Washington, D.C. is one of the Code for America cities for 2011, and they are going to be putting a lot of effort into building up Civic Commons as that project. So in this case, the Washington, D.C. Code for America project is building Civic Commons. So they're trying to build a foundation that all the other Code for America cities can contribute to and use, and more importantly, anyone can contribute to and use. And that's why we're so proud of this initiative, because it brings together a leading civic city agency, which is Washington, D.C., and a number of nonprofits that are working on this same problem. And we're looking to broaden our group of partners. So we've already gotten support from a number of organizations that are working in the similar space, such as Open Source for America, and a number of cities and government agencies that want to see this happen. The White House is very interested in this. So there's really like a lot of support for this idea, and we want to bring together a diverse group of stakeholders that can contribute to the Civic Commons in many different ways.
What role can other folks play in what can they do? How can they help?
Great. There are two ways that we want people, we would love people to help in the short term. First, if there's promising civic technology that could be part of the commons, we want to know about it. So if you go to civiccommons.com, there's a form on there that lets you submit. Tell us about a software package that could be useful and could be shareable. We want to build up a catalog of useful and potentially shareable work, so that we can then help leverage investment to make those tools reusable. And second, we have a discussion group, and we would encourage anyone who's interested in this issue, whether they're inside government or one of the many other types of stakeholders around this kind of technology, to join into the discussion around these issues. Part of the reason that we started Civic Commons is that all of us involved have been having the same conversations over and over again in different places about how to do licensing, how to do contracting, all these issues sort of around sharing code. We want to help bring that discussion together so that more people can contribute to it and benefit from it.
Mm. But it sounds like if you're not at the place yet where if somebody had a problem, they said, "Oh, I'm struggling with this." You're more at the place where you're focusing on a couple and trying to use those, and then we'll build examples and can use it in a broader scope.
Right. So if people have questions or issues about a particular software project that they're trying to implement, usually there's a place for that already on the internet.
Right.
So what we want to do is, and we're happy to point to that. You know, the Commons is not going to be the sole repository for all code. We want to point out to the places where code and projects are already thriving out on the internet. So if we can point someone to the place where their question can be answered, we're definitely happy to do that. We also want to provide a forum for sort of a more general discussion about people dealing with all of the myriad issues involved in sharing technology.